the mayor of Syracuse.
You work hard, and you talk to a lot of people. You talk about your ideas for moving the city forward, and then you keep talking to them, and you answer their questions. And so, while it may seem simple, it's a hard process and a long process. And the more people you talk to and the better your ideas are, the better your chances are being elected mayor.
You're officially a lame duck. Does that...
Thank you. Thank you, Ellen.
So you can start limping now.
Right.
Does that change your governing style or what you're trying to do? Or does it change any dynamic of the office?
No, it doesn't. We have extraordinary challenges facing the city, and we have to measure up to those challenges. And we're going to do that every single day. As we have for the past 4 years, we're going to do that for the next 4 years.
Ever think about changing the 2-year term limit? I mean,
I don't know. There have been folks who have commented on the fact that I like Mike Bloomberg and maybe I'd follow the Mike Bloomberg model, but I'm always quick to say I don't have the kind of money that Mike Bloomberg did. I'm profoundly grateful that the people of the city have given me an opportunity for another 4 years, and I'm going to work hard every single day and accomplish things for the people of this community. That's what I'm focused on, is governing, meeting the challenges, and exceeding expectations. The rest of the stuff will take care of itself.
Job one will be in the next 4 years?
The beauty of being mayor is there is no job one. You have 100 jobs that you have to do all at the same time. So we've got the Joint School Construction Board Phase 2 starting. We also have an economic development plan that is coming out shortly. We also have to move forward with our public safety initiatives. So there are lots of things that we're doing it all at the same time because it is a very broad and diverse job to run a city.
Do you think the lack of a major party candidate kind of left the voters out of a real vigorous debate over the city issues?
Because of the challenges that the city faces and because of the candor that I've had with the people of this city, I think that they have heard and will continue to hear about the choices we face. So we've had a vigorous debate and discussion about where the city is and how we have to move forward for the past 4 years. We're going to continue to do that for the next four. With my administration, it doesn't happen just around election time. It happens every single day.
Were you surprised the vice president called?
I was shocked, actually.
Did it come up on your phone, like his picture or something?
No, it came up as an unidentified number. And because it was election night, I was thinking that maybe there was an emergency someplace, so I just picked it up. And he said, "Is this Stephanie?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "This is Joe Biden." And I thought, did I just hear that right? And he said, "The Vice President of the United States." So he obviously, I think, saw that I was like, "Really, Joe Biden?" It was a great phone call. We had a wonderful conversation. He loves Syracuse, and we love him. And so I was very pleased about the phone call.
The whole Terry McAuliffe thing is trying to get everybody all jammed.
It's been a great night for Syracuse. From Terry McAuliffe to the voters of the reelecting the majority of councilors and making sure that the Common Council is all Democratic, to humbling my own reelection, it's just been a great night for the city of Syracuse. And I think that you will see more great nights for the city of Syracuse as we move forward, that we have really shown ourselves to be on the cutting edge of new things and innovative government and doing new policy work. And it's one of the things that the Vice President and I talked about, the fact that innovative government and functioning government is happening with mayors at a local level, and Syracuse is in the mix doing those kind of things. So we should be proud of that. There's more challenges to come, and there'll be more innovation to come as a result of that.
You mentioned the Common Council. How do you see things going from here after a somewhat tenuous 4 years with some of the members anyway?
I'm looking forward to the next 4 years on the Common Council, with the Common Council. I think that people of goodwill, we have to be focused on moving the city forward. And candidly, there's going to be very tough choices. There have been in the past 4 years. There will be moving forward. And people of goodwill who can understand arguments and understand reasons will be able to get along and function. And ultimately, you've seen the city of Syracuse government function unlike Washington, D.C. We're going to continue to function. We're going to continue to move forward.
Also, a lot of estrogen going on here. 4 council females and a female mayor. Is there a message here or a way that women govern that's different than men?
I think that we've had, what you're seeing is extraordinarily talented candidates and professionals, and I'm not surprised that a number of them happen to be women. I'm pleased, and I feel very proud to be a Democrat to show that we are embracing people who have traditionally not been thought of as candidates. And we're going to continue to support women. We're going to continue to support underrepresented populations. There are going to be more minorities also getting elected. We believe that the more diverse the government is, the better off the government and the policies will be. And I think you saw that the people and the voters of the city of Syracuse believe the same thing.
One last thing. As co-chair of the state Democratic Party, Democrats did well across the state. Were you keeping tabs on all of that as well?
Not as many races, hit or miss on some. So I felt it was going to be a good year for Democrats after the shutdown and what the Tea Party and the Republicans did. Just thought they put themselves in a box and we were going to benefit from it. And also our candidates are just better than their candidates. And at the, you know, when election day happens and people go into the polls, they will fill in the bubble or pull the lever for the party that has the better candidates. And this year the Democratic Party had the better candidates.